This is Morning Edition on 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington musician Edward David Anderson recorded his new album, Chasing Butterflies, in the musically fertile Muscle Shoals, Alabama area. He says he wanted to use musicians in that region to organically build and arrange his newly written songs. Anderson unveils Chasing Butterflies Friday night at the Castle Theater in Bloomington. He says though a few songs address tough subjects, he wanted the album to reflect a more upbeat vibe, including the album's lead track, this song, Harmony.
She's been singing songs with her mama since the age of 3. She learned to sing the high part sitting there on mama's knee.
And maybe I'm overthinking it, but, you know, on our divided political, you know, it's so polarizing.
Yeah.
Was that part of what you were getting at with this?
I think so. You know, it was a weird thing. The song itself kind of came out of, my wife and I were watching a documentary on June Carter, the Carter family.
Mm.
And that first line in that tune is this beautiful thing when two people sing in harmony. She's been singing songs with her mama since the age of 3. That was singing about June Carter. And then, but I started thinking on it, I guess from a little bit different of an angle, and started thinking about things being in harmony that maybe necessarily wasn't two human voices, but what about colors on a canvas, or what about human beings living in harmony, you know? And so I started thinking on a little bit bigger of a scale, and yeah, but definitely that's where that song comes from. I just was talking to another gentleman last week about this song and the political landscape, and he was asking me, like, I don't think he was baiting me, but it was starting to go in that direction, and I was like, I kind of feel like, you know, I say what I want to say through the songs on this record. I don't need to make some grandiose political statement and start some controversy. It's like, you want to know how I feel, listen to these songs. And that's this song specifically is exactly how I feel about all of this.
Wilderness, it may be empty, but their hearts are full of love for one another and a partnership they built. It's a beautiful life he's lived with his wife in harmony.
We're listening to music from the new album by Edward David Anderson. The album is called Chasing Butterflies. The song is called Harmony. This is GLT's Sound Ideas. Let's get to the title track, mm-hmm. Chasing Butterflies. Yeah. You have moved all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Backyard Tire Fire. Yep. 20 years ago, you guys founded that, right?
That was
roughly.
Brother Jed was about 20 years ago. Oh, no, actually, Tire Fire was 2000. So, yeah, that was almost 20 years ago.
Wow. So you've been crisscrossing the country with Backyard Tire Fire. You go back and forth between Alabama and Bloomington Normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And where you live. And now you're touring as Edward David Anderson.
Yeah.
You're not home a whole lot, are you?
I mean, when I'm working, I'm not, that's for sure. I mean, like, this summer's been a little bit more chill for us in that we had set aside a bunch of time to go hiking on Appalachian Trail.
I want to get to that.
Yeah. I didn't have a ton of stuff scheduled this summer. It was a little bit more of a chill summer. But yeah, when it's time to work, I'm ready to go. I mean, you kind of have to, and I'd much rather have something to do than nothing to do.
So, if you don't mind me interrupting, let me play just a little snip.
Sure.
I was never one to follow, I was never one to fear. Keep good time to the beat of my own drum. Ain't allowed in Texas, I smoke cigarettes for breakfast. Feels like half my life's been on the run.
This song isn't about me, though.
Well, you're referencing home, though.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
No, well, maybe the...
It could be a little
bit. The chorus is definitely, I can feel a little bit of that in the chorus big time, but all the verses are about a friend of mine, an older gentleman who's lived a very interesting life, a songwriter guy that I know.
Goes right back to what my daddy did. Home is a memory, and I don't know where it ends.
But you've been a gypsy for a long time as well.
Sure, yeah. I've never been hooked on heroin, luckily. Knock on wood here. But I mean,
I was looking at the lyrics going, I don't think so.
He's had a hell of a life. I mean, he's been married 5 times. Mm. He's been in and out of jail.
Why did you want to write about him?
He and I played music together for a couple of years, and he told me a ton of stories. And I could kind of just like sense when he was telling me stories that they were going to become a song at some point. You know, sometimes you can kind of just tell like when songs are going to, where they're going to come from. And it took a couple of years, and then, you know, for whatever reason, the idea of we were shooting a video for the song Firefly, and my wife was shooting it on camera, and she was trying to capture an image of a butterfly landing on a wildflower out in the middle of nowhere in Saybrook. And it was windy, and we were out on the prairie, and she couldn't get the shot. And I said, "We're out here chasing butterflies in the wind. This is ridiculous." And I was like, "That's a song. Uh-huh. Like, that's a song. And it's not only a song, it's a metaphor for my friend's life. And really for, I mean, to a degree, I think everybody. I mean, we're all sort of trying to chase, or, you know, going after something. I don't even know that we all know what it is. You know, it's just this constant kind of like search, and I feel like everybody's kind of out there trying to grab that, you know, grab that elusive.
Well, let's grab that then. That's a great idea. Chasing Butterflies, a title track from Edward David Anderson's new album. He's in the GLT studios talking about this. The idea, when you mentioned it, you know, what are you chasing? You're kind of hinting you don't really almost always know.
I don't even know anymore.
But as you continue down this path as a singer, songwriter, musician, does it help you find what you think you might be looking for?
I don't know. I think so. I think that the music and the songs, like, I need that to get through everything. Like, I don't know what I would do with everything if I didn't write it all out and put it into melody and song, like, get the emotion out. Like, so I think it's definitely like a kind of a cathartic, therapeutic thing. I don't want to say that it's a selfish thing, but it kind of is. I mean, I want people to like my songs, but ultimately I write my songs because I feel like I need to. And if people dig them, that's great. If they don't, that's fine too.
I said home is a mystery. No, I don't know where it answer it begins. It's far, but still close to me. It's like chasing butterflies in the
Edward David Anderson, GLT Sound Ideas. Let's get to one of the darker songs.
Okay.
Lemuel Penn.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Colonel Penn, two good men, drove off into the Georgia night. They were heroes from the war, but it was 1964, so they were looking to stay out of sight. Unbeknownst to them, three bad men were out late and driving around. Saw the out-of-state tag and the driver was black, so they filed him right out of town.
This is a tough song to listen to. That's, I didn't know anything about Lemuel Penn, and so I had to look him up, and he was a real person. I thought maybe he was a fictional character.
No, that really happened.
And why did you, with all the other songs, especially on this album, why did you want to write about Lemuel Penn?
I don't know. It was one of those things where I just came upon it, that story, and I had never heard it. You know, like most people, and I was just angry and like sad, and I don't know. I just, it wasn't like I set out to write that song. It just kind of just, this song just kind of came out, and I still kind of, I don't know. Is it my place to tell that story? I don't know. You know,
yeah.
I mean, he's got family out there. I don't even know. I still kind of, it was a hard song to write. Not a hard song to write in that it just flew right, just kind of flowed right out of me. But I was wondering, is it really my place to tell this story? And I don't know, ultimately I decided that it was. I mean, I'm just basically giving facts, you know, like this is what really happened. And it's appalling. It really is. It's beyond nauseating.
Well, it's interesting the timing. I mean, you couldn't have timed it this way because you recorded this.
I wrote the song a couple of years ago. So,
right.
Yeah.
But as it's being released, the Chicago police officer, Jason Van Dyke, was just convicted of murder on Laquan McDonald in Chicago. And there's some parallels 50 years apart on this one.
It really is. I think that was probably part of it, is that just struck me as that it's still happening today. Young black men are still being gunned down. Unarmed young black men are still being gunned down. I want people to know who this guy was, and that he was a great man, and he was a good man, and was just senselessly murdered for no reason.
Lemuel Penn was a good man and somebody's kin. Lemuel Penn was a good man, and he died because of his own sin. Lemuel Penn was a good man, and somebody's kin.
Lemuel Penn is the name of the song. It's on Chasing Butterflies from Edward David Anderson. This is GLT Sound Ideas. Let's go to a lighter song.
Yes.
Dog Days.
Yeah.
I mean, it has that one line I mentioned, but it's just a... You and your dog.
Yeah.
Is this you and your dog?
Yeah.
Or
me,
any dog?
It's me and him. Well, it's really for anybody.
Well, what's your dog's name?
His name is Ernie, but he has several names. Lately, or for the last few years, he's just been called Bobby.
Let's play a little bit of the song here, just a tiny bit.
As I watched him lay there dreaming, he was clearly on the run, chasing rabbits and sleeping in the sun. unaware of any weeping for all that's come undone. He sleeps soundly just laying in the sun. That's my dog, and he's sleeping like a log as I stand here in this fog.
What kind of dog is he?
He's a little mutt, you know. He was a street dog in Elgin that we took in, and a friend of ours had kind of gave Kim a call when I was on the road, and she's like, I got this little stray, and I think he'd be great for you. She knew that we had lost our Golden a few months before that, and I wasn't even around. I basically came home, and he was there, and I was like, okay, well, he didn't really get me in the beginning because he was more into her, and now we're like full-on buddies, but he's like 10 now. But he's like a Chihuahua, pug, terrier, maybe even a little pit, total mutt. You know, just a little guy.
Just like my dog, when he's sleeping like a log. As I stumble through this fog, he don't mind the smog. Some days I'd like to be him, that's my dog.
You travel back and forth between Illinois and Alabama, where you live. You've traveled all over the country, as we talked about before, for decades now. You see all kinds of people all over the country. What do we have in common?
Music. I think that that's the most universal language there is.
This is what I'm getting at, is what is the commonality among these people? We have red versus blue. We have the coast versus the heartland. And all these people think, oh, they're different than me. I'm different from them. Are they?
I mean, clearly, from an ideological standpoint, yes. But ultimately, I think everybody wants the same thing for their families and their children. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we're a lot more alike than we are different. Clearly, with music, I mean, God, I mean, everybody likes music. You know, I don't really know very many people that don't. Regardless of your political affiliation, your toe starts tapping when you hear something that's good. And I think that's something that can definitely bring people together. I'm hoping that maybe this record does that. Maybe it helps a little bit. Maybe some people get something out of it that makes them think about something a little bit differently. You know, and if that happens, that's cool. If it doesn't, that's fine too.
When my walls are falling, nobody's calling. The best part of me is me and you.